Yerushalmi Ma'asasheni corresponding to Bavli, Bechoyos, Daf Lamentes. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel on the base at the Mishnah at the top of the page. Hapoyred Sela Mimois Ma'asasheni, Beshamer Oimim, Bechol HaSela, Mois, Vesela Oimim, Beshekel Kesev, Beshekel Mois. If one exchanges copper coins of Ma'asasheni for a Sela of silver, Beshamer says that he may exchange them for a whole Sela. Vesela says silver for a shekel and copper for a shekel, meaning that he should only exchange half of the copper coins for silver, so that he will bring both silver and copper to Yerushalayim. Rav Meir Oimer, Ein Machalin and Kesev Upeiros or Kesev V'Chachomim Matirim. Rav Meir says that one may not combine silver and produce to exchange for a silver dinar, as one may not exchange silver for silver. The Chachomim permit it. Hapoyed Sela Shem Ma'aseh Sheni B'Yerushalayim, B'Shamay Oimim B'Chol HaSela Mois, B'Sela Oimim B'Shekel Kesev V'Shekel Mois. One who exchanges a seller of Ma'aseh Sheni for copper coins in Yerushalayim, Beis Shammai say that he exchanges all of it onto copper coins, Beis Hillel say silver for a shekel and copper for a shekel. Hadonim lefnei chachomim oimim b'shoisha dinari kesev uvedina mois. Those who judge before the chachomim say 3 dinars must be exchanged onto silver and 1 dinar onto copper. Rabbi Kiva oimer b'shoisha dinarim kesev uvriyis. Rabbi Kiva says 3 dinars onto silver and the 4th dinar should be only a quarter onto copper and 3/4 onto silver. Ritafen Oimer, Arba Aspiri Kesev. Ritafen says that 4 Greek aspiri, each dinar is 5 aspiri, so a seller consists of 20 aspiri, so 4 of those must be onto silver and 1 aspiri may be onto copper. Shama Oimer, Yenichena, Bechanus, Vyerchel, Kenegda. Shammai says he should leave the Ma'aseh Sheni seller with a shopkeeper and eat an equivalent amount of food until it's used, rather than receive change for what he buys that will have the kedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni, and he might mix it with other money. Misha hoyu mixes bonov tameim, mixes bonov tahirim, meneich the seller va'oimer, ma'asha tahirim shoisim seller zu mechuleles olav, nimzu tameim v'tahirim shoisim mekad echod. If some of a person's sons were tamei and some were tahor, he should put down the seller coin and say, this seller should be redeemed onto that which the Tahorim drink. Through this method, the Tami and the Tahor sons can drink from the same jug. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omar, Ma pligin Rabbi Meir v'Rabbonon, b'peirus she'ein b'hem k'dei kesev, ava b'peirus she'esh b'hem k'dei kesev, af b'Rabbonon moidi. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, over what do Rabbi Meir and the Chacham disagree in the case of combining silver and produce to exchange for silver? Over produce that is not worth a silver coin, as if it won't be combined with silver when redeeming, it would need to be redeemed onto copper. But if the produce is worth a silver coin, even the Chachamim prohibited. Chetzi dinar kesev, chetzi dinar peiros, muta, dinar kesev, dinar peiros, asa, kol shekein, shnei dinari kesev, ushnei dinari peiros, sha'asa. When there's a half a dinar's worth of produce and half a dinar's worth of silver, the Chachamim permit combining them. But if there's a dinar's worth of produce and a dinar's worth of silver, they prohibit, and all the more so if there's 2 dinars worth of produce and 2 dinars worth of silver. Eilu hen adonin ben Azai uben Zoma. Eilu hen atalmidim, Chanina ben Chachinoi, v'Rabbi Loza ben Masaya. Eid HaKadosha, Rabbi Yosef ben HaMeshulam, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. Those who judge refers to ben Azai and ben Zoma. The students refers to Chanina ben Chachinoi and Rabbi Loza ben Matya. The Holy Assembly refers to Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam and Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. My time at the Shammai. The Gemara asks, why did Shammai not allow receiving change for the seller when buying produce in Yerushalayim? Shem Yishkach v'yaseh isem chulin, as perhaps he will forget and treat it as chulin. Man kaimen im ba'imeh mikva mashkem u'uravu, v'im ba'imeh lekashu yishtem lemafriya chulin shasu. And now in the Mishnah's last case, the father made makes a stipulation that this seller should be redeemed onto that which the Tahirim drink. What's the case? If he says that from now this seller should be redeemed onto this wine, how would it be permitted for the Tami sons to drink if it's already a mixture of Ma'aseh Sheni and Chulin? And if he says that when they will drink, this seller will be redeemed onto it, ultimately it was not redeemed until after they drank it, so they drank Chulin. Rather, he said, when they will drink, from now it's redeemed. B'tmeim tamei meis she'ein kli cheres metame ma'echorov, aber b'tmeim tumas ziva she'azov metame beheset loy bado. When the Mishnah concluded that through this method the Tamei and the Tahor sons can drink from the same jug, it was referring to an earthenware jug, and when the Tamei sons are Tamei from a corpse. Since such a vessel doesn't contract tumah from the outside, they won't render the wine Tamei when touching the jug. But if they have tumas ziva, since the zav renders the utensil Tamei by pushing it, it would not be permitted. G'she'ein Acher Ma'are, but im yesh Acher Ma'are afilu tmeim tumas ziva. And that's when each person pours from the jug himself. But if another person is pouring from the jug for them, it will be permitted, even if they had tumas ziva. Hadnalach perek ma'aseh sheni.